Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The first point that I wanted to speak about today is that we should remind ourselves of the blessing of Islam. The blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us to this beautiful religion. The religion that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought to all of mankind. And it is from the grace of Allah upon us that He has given us the ability to follow this religion and to be a part of the Ummah of Muhammad, to be a part of the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to class ourselves as Muslims. This is without doubt the greatest blessing that we have. And it's important for us to remind ourselves of this blessing that so many people are deprived of. And so when we realize this blessing that we have, that we are guided to Islam, where we understand the merits and the value of this blessing, we understand the importance of delivering this message to others and inviting and calling others to join in this so that they also can have this great blessing of Islam fall upon them. And this was the purpose of sending the Messenger of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, didn't send him to make the people rich and affluent. He didn't send him to make the people smart at maths and science. He didn't send the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that they could enjoy a good and an exciting life of this world. But rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to instruct people to worship Allah alone and to instruct people that there is a day of return and there is a day of accountability and judgment. And so likewise, us as people who claim to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in our appreciation for our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we also must take on part of that responsibility that he carried on his shoulders. And through the blessing of his effort, we call ourselves Muslims today. And so to express our gratitude for Islam, it becomes a responsibility upon our shoulders also to spread this message of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about concerning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and concerning the message that he came with, he instructed the other nations to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِندَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ." That they follow the unlettered prophet, الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِندَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ. The one that they found described in the Torah and in the Gospel, the Injil. He orders them to good and he forbids them from evil. So this was the responsibility of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And likewise, it became the responsibility of his ummah after him, that the responsibility of the followers of Muhammad is that they order good and they order justice and they order what is beneficial, and that is Islam. That is without doubt Islam. Because that is what Muhammad came to order. And he also came to forbid and warn against evil. وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ And the munkar, the evil, is those issues that the Prophet warned against. And the first of this is disbelief and shirk and associating partners with Allah and different types of major and minor sin. So it is our responsibility also to order people to good, and that is Islam and Tawheed, and to order people to obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to warn people against disbelief and major sin and all types of disobedience. So this is the responsibility of every Muslim, of every person who claims that they are followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as much as we realize the blessing that we have in Islam and the responsibility that we have on our shoulders also to call others to Islam, the more we'll show importance to this aspect. In the verses that we recited in the opening of today's gathering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You were the best nation sent down to mankind. The Ummah of Muhammad, the Ummah of the Islamic nation, was the best nation sent down to mankind. Not because of how many scientific discoveries they made, or not because of how much money they had in their bank accounts, but because they were made special and they were made prominent over all other nations because they used to order good and forbid evil. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ You were the best nation sent down to mankind because you order good and you forbid evil and you believe in Allah. And so we'll only be the best nation in this world when we order good and we forbid evil. And when we turn away from the ordering good and forbidding evil, then we will lose the status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created for us. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that you should surely enjoin good and you should surely forbid evil. So this was also a commandment from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is a responsibility on us all. And as we saw from the history of Sumsa, which is similar to the history of many Islamic organizations and many Islamic student associations on campus, that their goal was to unite the Muslims. Their goal was to educate the Muslims in their religion, to facilitate the Muslims in practicing their religion, out of fear of Muslims losing their religion and losing their identity. And so, it is a responsibility upon us to continue with this vision and continue with this work to order people to good, whether they are Muslim or not Muslim. For the non-Muslims to call them to Islam and for the Muslims to call them and encourage them to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more firmly. And also to warn people against the evil which is the kufr and shirk and the major sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made detestable. The importance of ordering good and forbidding evil is displayed in the severe warning against those who do not order good and forbid evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed Bani Israel, cursed the Jewish nation, because they didn't use to prevent evil that they saw occurring before them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لعن الذين كفروا من بني إسرائيل على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوه لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون. The people of Bani Israel were cursed on the tongue of Dawood and Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus the son of Mary. The prophets cursed the nation of Bani Israel, the Prophet Dawood and the Prophet Isa. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ That is because they were disobedient and they were transgressing of the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهَوْنَ عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوا They didn't use to forbid evil that was done by Bani Israel. They used to see the children of Israel committing sin And the others among the children of Israel did not forbid them, did not stop them from the evil that they were doing. And so the prophets themselves, the prophet Dawood and Isa, were cursed on their tongues because of that. So likewise, this is a warning for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we must order good and we must forbid evil, or else the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also come upon us. Now what does it mean to order good and to forbid evil? First of all, the ulama, they said, as al-Mawardi says, he says, أَتَأْمُرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ إِذَا ظَهَرَ تَرْكُمْ, that you order good if it is apparent that it has been neglected. So when we notice that people are neglecting the obligations, then it is incumbent upon us to order and to remind them, to order them and to encourage them to do the obligatory actions that Allah had ordered. وَالنَّهِيُ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ إِذَا ظَهَرَ فِعْلُ, and also to forbid evil when the application of evil becomes apparent. So when we see and it's apparent that people are doing something evil, then it is an obligation upon us to forbid and to stop the evil that we see happening in front of us. As much as we are able to do, as has been narrated in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that you forbid the evil, it is incumbent on you to forbid the evil. And whoever is able to forbid evil with his hand, then he should. If you are not able, then you forbid evil with your tongue. But if you are not able, then to forbid and to hate evil with your heart, and that is the least of faith. So those who do not forbid evil with their hand, and those who do not forbid evil with their tongue, and those who do not forbid evil with their heart, don't even hate evil with their heart, then there is no iman for such a person. A true believer in Islam finds a responsibility on himself to forbid evil as much as he can. Now the ulama, they put conditions to ordering good and forbidding evil, and this inshallah we'll conclude with. So these are some take home messages for you. What are the good things that you are obligated to order? Or what are the conditions? How do you know that this is something that is incumbent on you to order? There are two conditions. The first condition is that you must know that this is something good that must be ordered. You must first of all have knowledge of what you are calling to. And then, so that is the first condition. Then the second condition is that you must know that the one who you are calling is neglecting that good. So you must be sure that the person you are calling and you are advising is neglecting that good. There is no good, there is no benefit in telling someone to do something good when they're not neglecting it. When a man came into the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Prophet was giving the khutbah, and he came and he sat down immediately, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this wasn't apparent that he neglected something that he should have done, which is to pray 2 rak'ah before he sits down in the masjid. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't order him immediately to pray 2 rak'ah. First of all, he said, and he asked him, did you pray? Because possibly he prayed and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't see him. So he asked him first, did you pray 2 rak'ah? And the man said no. And then he ordered him, then get up and pray. So you see, even in this situation when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is standing on the minbar giving the khutbah, still he didn't miss an opportunity to order good, especially when it was confirmed that he had neglected that good. And in forbidding evil, there are also conditions. Can you guess how many conditions there are? There are two conditions for ordering good. How many conditions are there for forbidding evil? Who can guess? Also, three, not two. There are three conditions for forbidding evil. The first condition for forbidding evil is that you must know that what you are ordering is actually evil. How many people, they think that they're telling someone not to do something when in reality it's not evil what they're doing? Or maybe on the contrary, what they're doing is actually part of the religion and encouraged. So first of all, before we stop people from doing something wrong or telling people not to do something wrong, we must first be sure that that is actually something evil. Second of all, we must be sure that the person is actually doing that evil. And we must confirm that the person is doing that evil. And the third condition is that when we forbid evil, we must make sure that a stronger evil will not take its place. And so if you know that in forbidding evil, a similar evil is going to take its place, or a stronger evil is going to take its place, then you are not obligated in forbidding that evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Do not curse those who are worshipped beside Allah. Do not curse those that are worshipped beside Allah, because they will come and curse Allah without knowledge. So the cursing of Allah, if a Muslim is going to curse the false gods, and that in turn is going to cause the worshippers of those false gods to curse Allah, then a Muslim must refrain from that, from forbidding that evil, because it will incur a greater evil, and that is the swearing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is perfect, free from all deficiency, and we do not accept anyone to swear against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or our prophet or the tenets of our religion. So these are some principles you can take home when ordering good or forbidding evil. Mainly it is to have knowledge and to be sure that the person is either neglecting that good that you are ordering, or they are neglecting, or that they are acting upon that evil that you are forbidding. So this is the responsibility of the ordering good and forbidding evil. And finally, the responsibility of ordering good and forbidding evil is on those who have authority and position. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he described those who order good and forbid evil, and those who neglect it, like people who had drawn lots to ride on a boat, to ride on a ship. And some people, they drew lots, and their seats in the ship were on the bottom level, in the hull. And another group took lots, and they rode on the top of the ship. And as the ship was sailing, every time the people on the bottom wished to drink water, they would go and ask the people on the top of the ship, because there was no water on the top of the ship. And so they would take water from the sea, the freshwater sea, don't worry. So every time they would want water, they'd go to the people on the top of the ship. And the people on the top of the ship would get them water and would take it to the bottom of the ship. And so the people on the bottom of the ship, they said, why do we trouble the people on the top of the ship? Why don't we just drill a hole in the bottom of the ship so that water can come in and that we could drink as much as we want, and we don't bother the people on the top of the ship? The Prophet ﷺ says that if the people on the top of the ship let the people on the bottom of the ship do what they were planning, then they would all be destroyed. So it is a responsibility from those people of knowledge and wisdom. It doesn't only have to be the people, the leaders of the community. If you notice and you see people doing something wrong that will drive the majority of the Muslims or the entire Muslim community to destruction and to harm, then it is an obligation upon you to stop an evil if it's going to harm the majority of the Muslim community. So this is the likeness that the Prophet ﷺ said about the responsibility of ordering good and forbidding evil. That it is your responsibility, and your neglect of that responsibility could lead to the destruction of the entire Muslim community. And so that shows prominently how important it is to order good and to forbid evil. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وجزاكم الله خير.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com, as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.